This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted the remarkable transformation in India's defence sector over the last 11 years. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the focus has been on both modernisation and achieving self-reliance in defence production. He noted that it is heartening to witness how the people of India have united with a shared resolve to strengthen the nation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has also said that India's defence sector has undergone a historic transformation in the last 11 years under Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that with the youth at the core, the expansion of India's sports infrastructure is propelling the country towards becoming a global sporting powerhouse. Sharing an article by Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, the Prime Minister highlighted the unprecedented growth of the country's sports infrastructure in the last 11 years. In the article, Mr. Mansukh Mandavia highlighted that the budget of the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports has more than tripled over the past decade. Looking ahead, the minister said India is preparing for a possible bid to host the 2030 Commonwealth Games and the 2036 Olympic Games. At least 8 children died today in the Banas River in Tonk, Rajasthan. They drowned in the water while bathing near a bridge. Details are awaited. In Delhi, a person and his 2 children died today after a fire broke out in a flat on the 7th floor of Shabad apartment located in Dwarka, Sector 13 of the national capital. According to the Delhi Fire Services, 8 fire tenders rushed to the spot to douse the flame. Due to the fire, 3 people jumped from the 7th floor of the building to save themselves, but were declared dead when they were taken to the hospital. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, who is currently visiting Switzerland, held deliberations on the India-EFTA Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal shared that he discussed opportunities, partnerships and emerging avenues for trade and investment between India and Switzerland stemming from the agreement. Talking to the media, the minister said, "Today the world recognizes India as not only the fastest growing large economy in the world, but also the best place to do business." He said, "India now is the most preferred investment destination."
Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the last 11 years has taken the country from a fragile 5 economy to a top 5 country. While you are all aware of all the macroeconomic parameters that have been strengthened in the last 11 years, while you are all aware of the outstanding progress India has made, the Indian economy has made, the work that's happened to reduce extreme poverty, you saw the last numbers come out 2 days back. Poverty has come down to a single digit, barely 5%, under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership in the last 11 years.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stressed that China cannot afford ambiguity or double standards in combating terror in the context of its close relation with Pakistan. He added that terrorism is a problem that concerns all. In an interview with a French newspaper during his France visit, Dr. Jaishankar pointed out that India and China can improve their relationship step by step and have discussed the resumption of direct flights that have been suspended since the COVID pandemic. 12 passengers, including climate campaigner Greta Thunberg, who were aboard a yacht bound for Gaza with humanitarian aid, have been brought to Ben Gurion Airport for deportation. The deportation process follows their interception at sea by Israeli forces. The Israel Foreign Ministry said those who refuse to sign deportation documents and leave Israel will be brought before a judicial authority. The Austrian Interior Ministry has reported that several people were killed in a shooting at a secondary school in the city of Graz today. Students and teachers are believed to be among the casualties. A police spokesperson told the media that the suspected gunman is believed to have taken his own life. A police operation is currently underway. And with that, we end this news bulletin.